Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Homer Police at 7:40 a.m. Tuesday morning received a 911 call reporting a motor vehicle collision with a dog. The operator of the vehicle saw a dog attempt to run across the road near mile 2.5 of East End Road, and then, according to report, the dog disappeared in the snow, according to Homer Police. When the operator got to where they were going, they heard noises from below the vehicle, which turned out to be the dog that disappeared. Homer Police and the Homer Fire Department responded to the scene with rescue equipment. Upon arrival, the dog was found breathing and responsive. The fire department had to lift the vehicle up, and within a half hour, they freed the dog, who then was transported to the Homer Vet Clinic, where she was sedated and underwent x-rays.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That's audio from a video posted to the Homer Police Department's Facebook page showing Sergeant Dave Sheely and Jillian Rogers getting the dog loaded to go see the vet. Pink, as the dog was affectionately known as, unfortunately had to be put down, according to a post from the Homer Police Department, which said that she was very old and would have had a very difficult and lengthy recovery. The Homer Police Department sent out a thanks to the Homer Volunteer Fire Department members Jake Richter and Colby Smith, Jillian Rogers with Alaska Mindful Paws, and the Homer Veterinary Clinic. The Kenai Senior Center celebrated its 50th birthday with an anniversary celebration on Tuesday. In 1971, Phillips Petroleum donated their construction trailer, which was moved to Fort Kenai in 1973. During that period, the directors were Betty Warren and Sylvia Johnson, who began providing services to seniors, including a meal a week. Kathy Romaine, current Senior Services Director, told KSRM,
"We are celebrating 50 years of the Kenai Senior Center, 1971 to 2021. We're having just a time of getting together, acknowledging that this is our 50th. We'd love to have had a big barbecue party, invited the whole peninsula, and it just wasn't the year to make that happen. But we still wanted to celebrate it. We had seniors who were excited about doing something. And so we are having just an anniversary celebration, a few people talking, looking at old pictures, just enjoying."
Former Kenai Mayor Pat Porter, who worked as the director of the Senior Center from 1976 to 1998, shared some memories of the history of the center.
"After that became very obvious that Fort Kenai was no longer going to work, it was just too big doing the meals, doing the programs we began to have, that they developed an idea to have another senior center. Well, Betty Warren, in her little glory, decided to put on her red dress, which she said she always wore every time that she needed to go have a firing attitude somewhere. And she gets on an airplane and flies to Juneau. The state had a little bit of money in those days, and they were very free to give it out. So she went down, and she actually got a $1 million grant to build a new senior center for the city of Kenai. The council people knew nothing about that, not even the mayor. She just comes back with the promise for the $1 million. So the city council was beside themselves, but they decided to jump on board and go ahead and make that center happen. And that is why the center is sitting where it is over on the bluff."
And if you have access to a computer, log on to RadioKenai.com, where you'll find links, images, and videos commemorating the history of the center. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.